Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The land of Israel is critical not only in world history, but certainly in our modern history. It's important how we as Americans and as the United States of America relate to Israel. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Sean Akers, the dean of the Helms School of Government at Liberty University. Sean, you and I have visited Israel together, and we've had significant meetings in the land of Israel, and we are both passionate about Israel and the Jewish people. What is happening in America with American politics, and hopefully over the next 2 years, that's changed by what's happened in the election of the midterm. But America has not been consistently having a strong voice politically, I should say, from our president's office with regards to Israel.
You know, Matt, that's right, and it's an excellent distinction to make. The American people have largely been very supportive of Israel, and especially the Judeo-Christian community. But you're right, the policy of the United States toward Israel has changed drastically over the past few years. We've even seen the types of communications and overt criticisms that really crossed the line in ways that we haven't before, saying things about the Prime Minister of Israel and really creating security issues with one of our best friends for democracy in the Middle East.
Yeah, the person that's high up in the Obama administration that made the statement that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is a coward, and he used another slang a word to describe him as well that I won't mention on the air. But that is not only disrespectful of the Prime Minister, the head of Israel, but also puts Israel at a security risk, because what he's essentially saying is that the Prime Minister is chicken, is a coward, to go to war against Iran. Well, if that is true, which I don't think it is, but if it is true, what does it do? It emboldens Iran. If the United States says that Israel's not going to defend itself when it needs to, then they'll continue to make their nuclear weapons until they obtain a nuclear weapon, and then they'll use it against Israel. So it is a bad situation that we see. The President of the United States should have terminated this individual and send a strong message rather than say, well, that's not our policies. He should have terminated this individual for this reckless, irresponsible statement made to a media source.
You know, Matt, when we as a body politic, when we as the United States take an action like that, not only does it make a statement about the state of Israel, it also makes a statement about our stance toward the state of Israel and our willingness to be their partner when times get tough. And when we're sending out messages that we're not standing with Israel, that Israel is afraid to take the action it needs to, and we're sure not going to be the ones to take action in their interest, it really does. It's like hanging a sign outside Israel and say, you know, we're open for attack. We weaken the public policy, and we weaken the international standing of the state of Israel by our indications of a wavering friendship.
Yeah, it's very important that we stand with Israel. If you look through history, those that didn't stand with Israel, they're no longer in existence. Egypt, the most powerful nation on the planet, that regime of the pharaohs is gone. Now, the land of Egypt is still there, but the government of Egypt that was in existence is gone. Israel still exists in an identifiable nation. The language is still there. Babylon, that most powerful nation on the planet, stood against Israel. Babylon is gone. It's modern-day Iraq or Baghdad. The Persian government that went against Israel to some extent, but also then helped Israel to go back and rebuild the temple, it's gone. It's modern-day Iran. You go through year after year, decade after decade, century after century, the Nazi Germany regime becoming the most powerful government on the planet. The Nazi German machine is gone. America needs to stand with Israel, because there's been one constant through history, through millennia of human history, and that is Israel has existed no matter the opposition that it's faced.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do they exist as an identifiable nation and a people group, But the language, mm-hmm. you know, we no longer speak or write Akkadian. We no longer speak or write some of these ancient languages. They're gone. Hieroglyphics, we no longer do that. But Hebrew, guess what? It's an ancient language. It's the only one that has survived down through history, century after century, with an identifiable people group.
You know, Matt, there are a variety of reasons. Biblically, we've been told repeatedly and reminded, we're well aware of the fact that God said, I'll bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. Economically, in a time when the whole globe seemed to see recession, Israel's economy grew. They're a base of technology around the world. Their inventions tend to find its ways into our cell phones and computers and lives in ways that we don't even realize. And then there's really a third very important aspect to this, and that's that the same people that hate Israel hate the United States yeah. for the same reasons. So in a very real sense, what you see happening in Israel is a foreshadowing of what we eventually see happening here.
The little Satan versus the big Satan that Ahmadinejad of Iran said, the reason why Israel is the little Satan is because it's geographically smaller. But why are they both called Satan? Because of their Judeo-Christian values. The heritage that we share is a common Judeo-Christian heritage. Western civilization, all men are created equal. The justice system, all of that was founded upon the Judeo-Christian values coming from the Bible. The Bible was the most influential book throughout all of human history, and we share that with Israel. Along with those common values, we share common threats. Let me just add a footnote in when you're talking about the Bible and technology. The Green family, Hobby Lobby, mm-hmm. have created not only the Museum of the Bible, which is phenomenal. We could talk about that on one of our future programs. That'll be coming to Washington, D.C., and it's got traveling exhibits around the world, but also a Bible curriculum that I have had a chance to see. It has launched now a couple of weeks ago in Israel, created by Israelis in Israel. It is the most phenomenal Bible curriculum I've ever seen that exists anywhere on the planet, because it not only teaches you about the Bible, but it is very interactive. You can take an iPad that comes with the hard copy book, and you're looking at the page through your iPad, and when you click on a book, it comes to life. You can flip through it. If you click on something that's an exhibit in a museum, you can now walk through a 3D experience of that, and it all comes to life from your book. Incredible. And the reviews that are happening in Israel are amazing. That will come to America soon through private schools, homeschools, and eventually the public schools. But all of it began in Israel.
And there's no better place, frankly, Matt, for the intellectual and this combination of technology and an intellectual approach to the history of the Bible in the Holy Land. There, the advances in technology, being able to use these handheld computers, the iPad and whatnot, to literally feel like you're holding these very documents, so you can examine them and look at them. It's an amazing set of technology. It's going to take hold there, and I hope that it takes hold here. And Matt, on the point of the similar threats, I'll have to tell you that when you and I were in Israel, we spent a little time in Ben Yehuda Square, and I remember standing there, and you could still see the Israelis clean over things very quickly after they happened. But I remember seeing the pock marks where a bomb had gone off. And it wasn't until we saw the Boston Marathon bombing that we saw that those same things happen here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We need to stand with Israel. I encourage you to go with us to Israel. Our next trip is May 17 through 26, 2015. You can go to lc.org or go to ambassadorcouncil.org. That's our website for Israel, ambassadorcouncil.org. Or call us at 800-671-1776. Go with us to Israel. It is a life-transforming experience. Again, I encourage you to visit Israel. There's nothing like it. It is a life-transforming experience to visit not only where the scriptures were written and the prophets spoke, but the land of Jesus, and literally walk in some cases where Jesus actually was, on the very same level where Jesus actually would have been. It is amazing, life-transforming experience. The Bible comes alive. not just the Bible, but also world history and our current situation. And it really is a life-changing experience. We want it to impact your faith, and naturally you will become an ambassador for Israel, a goodwill ambassador for Israel. Go to ambassadorcouncil.com, lc.org, or call us at 800-671-1776. Join us on our next trip to Israel, May 17 through 26, 2015. May 17 through 26, 2015. For more information, call us today.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.